Microsoft kills the Android, Microsoft announces an event for March 21st, and Xbox, well, it's got some new hardware. Sorta. Happy Friday, friends. Happy Fridays. Friday in March. If you are in a time zone that does the daylight savings, whatever time warp thing, be prepared on Sunday because we're all going to time travel together and hopefully we all make it and survive. We all should be good. Anyways, hopefully you had a wonderful week. Lots going on because Microsoft brought out the hatchet and they are saying goodbye to the Windows subsystem for Android, sometimes known as WSA. Now, this honestly kind of came out of nowhere. And I've got my conspiracy theory about why this is happening, and then there's a more potential logical reason, but let's just kind of dive into this. So Microsoft announced that the Windows subsystem for Android is officially pretty much deprecated at this point, and, or I should say, reached its end of life and will be deprecated in exactly 1 year. So, like, what does that mean? Well, Amazon, like, stopped allowing apps to come into the Android App Store. And so it's unclear if this was like a mutual decision between Microsoft and Amazon, or Microsoft's like, this just doesn't make sense. It feels like it's coming from the Amazon side. They're like, look, the data usage isn't there for us to continue to support this. And Microsoft's like, yeah, probably kind of the same thing on our side. And so they're like, look, we're done and we're just going to end it. Now, my conspiracy theory here is that Panos Panay used to run, obviously, the whole Windows side. Now, he is over at Amazon. And if he left under potentially not friendly situations, and I don't know, like if he was kind of pushed out the door, which we still don't know, like the whole inside story, what's going on there, he could have been like, hey, kill that Amazon App Store thing. And, well, if they did, then, like, that gets back at the people at Windows because now they don't have this thing. Now, according to a Microsoft engineer who was tweeting out things, apparently that, like, the reason Microsoft is killing this is because, like, Amazon's done, apparently. And this was, like, how they were paying for it. Like, this justified the expenditure to continue to support this. And without that, hey, it doesn't make sense anymore. And people are like, well, just open source the WSA. Just do that. And then the community will take care of it. Which, that's a lot of assumptions that can easily be done. Because I'm guessing here that there's likely some proprietary code that Microsoft doesn't own in the WSA. And so they can't open source somebody else's code. And so that's likely it. Either way, it doesn't really matter. If you loved your apps on Android, they're gone. They're going to be going away in a year. And obviously with Google not bringing Google Play anytime to Windows, I guess it just doesn't really make sense. I always kind of struggled with, like, what's the killer app? And I know there are people listening to this who use it. I am not downplaying that scenario. Somebody was tossing around a number. There was like a million pings, like individual active IPs to this. I don't know where they got the data from, but let's just say it is a million people. We're actually using the WSA. Let's be generous there. There's roughly at least over a billion users. So we're like looking at like 1% of 1% potentially using this. And like, is it worth supporting it for that? Clearly, Microsoft said no. And it's more just shocking than anything else, because this was like a big feature for the Windows 11 announcement. But it's going away. So there you go. Kumbaya. The second big thing was announced, but not really announced. Like, so a lot of media picked up on this. So Microsoft put up a page, but it's not like they broadcast this page. So I'm thinking this was uncovered a little bit early here. That there's a new event that we've been expecting, the Surface event, that's not really a full Surface event here, happening March 24th. And this image that you see on the screen, if you're on the YouTube channel, is it. Like, that was the whole announcement. Now, I put announcements here in quotes because it feels like this wasn't really an announcement and the page just showed up early and, you know, people found it. So anyways, March 21st at 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, PDT for all of you. They're going to have this event. Now, it's not just focused on Surface. We're going to see a Surface Pro 10 with an OLED display, a Surface Laptop 6, also with an ARM chip from Qualcomm. But we're also going to see the new AI stuff that is coming to Windows, the update that we expect to be shipping sometime around June. And so there's going to be a lot of that stuff here. There's going to be a lot of Copilot stuff. Expect things like AI Explorer and also AIX or AI Experiences coming in this event. And so we got March 21st. At 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And yeah, we'll go with that. And so there you go. The non-announcement announcement. I suspect Microsoft will announce like something. Like, there wasn't even a blog post with this at the end of the day, which is why it just felt like this is not how they intended this to happen. But here we are. Speaking of things that are happening in AI world with Windows, there's a new video experience using Studio Effects button that was uncovered on the taskbar using what are the tools? The Vive tool, at least how I pronounce it. I guess it could be Vive, whatever tool that allows you to put this button there. It says AI Studio Effects. So this is likely going to be part of this event that we see here on March 21st. It allows you to do this, some of the things that we see on the Snapdragon ARM devices already, where you can do fancy things with your background. And they're all using the NPU at the end of the day. And so that is coming. So also, speaking of AI, there is a Microsoft whistleblower sounded the alarm on the designer AI image creator, saying like it can be used for like really bad image creation. And they went directly to the government about this. And I get it. Like these AI image generation tools, Google has already gotten in trouble with it, and trouble in quotations, through the public eye. And apparently Microsoft obviously knows that using their own tools, you can also do terrible things with them, things that should never be seen. And so they went straight to the government and filed a complaint or something like that. I don't know what to think of this at the end of the day. It's like, clearly Microsoft knows this can happen. They had Tay, right? We all remember Tay. And so it's like, that's, it is what it is. You can't control what the human does in the human world. And if they want to make bad things, they will find a way to do it. Like if you go on Reddit, you can find examples of ChatGPT, just the text version, doing dumb stuff too. Like if you intend to break these tools or use them for nefarious activities, they will continue to do that. It is possible. That is the nature of technology at the end of the day. You can use them to write viruses. You can use programming to write viruses. It's the same thing. If you have bad intents, you can do bad things. I'm not breaking any news here. So on to the gaming news, because there was quite a bit of little gaming news, like little pop things popping around here. So on the Xbox Design Lab, there are some new Fallout controller styles and schemas that you can now create if you're a big fan of Fallout. Well, there you go. Design yours today, as you can see. Also, this week was the Xbox Partner Preview. I don't want to say that these are less than full games. That is completely underselling and mischaracterization. They're third-party games. They are partner preview program, and games that aren't the Call of Duties, the Halos, the Red Dead Redemptions, like those sort of things, the Starfields. And so it was a fine event. Like, I don't know. The takeaway for me here is actually Frostpunk 2, because Frostpunk 1 is on Xbox Game Pass, and I started to play it a little bit. I'm terrible at it, mostly because I need like that old dad tutorial. Like, I don't have hours to learn this game, and I needed like that first onboarding tutorial, and I couldn't find it in the game. And so after like 20 minutes, I gave up because I couldn't figure out how to do the very basic thing. So I'm hoping that Frostpunk 2 potentially solves that, because this is like the type of game I'm looking for. These like city builder sort of games that aren't necessarily first person shooter, I tend to like. Like, one of the reasons, honestly, I love Age of Empires 2 is not the battles, it's like the city building creation. And so yeah, anyways, Frostpunk 2, all the games are probably, they're going to be good games. I don't know. I don't know much about the other titles. They're not typically the type of games I play. However, that's the whole point of this Xbox Partner Preview, is to expose you to things that you may not typically sort of play. Also, there's been a lot of talk about this guy right here, which is the SpongeBob Xbox Series X. It's a SpongeBob Xbox at the end of the day. And it's fine. The problem is if you want to buy it, good luck. It's actually already sold out. This is a Best Buy exclusive. It is 700 dinero. And it's a limited run of devices at the end of the day. And it's good luck. I don't know. The fact that it's 700 bucks, so it's obviously a premium because Microsoft has to pay some licensing here. But the fact that it's already sold out, I wonder if we'll see more of this kind of stuff, right? These just real limited edition runs, because, hey, if it worked once, can lightning strike twice? And so, yeah, that kind of just like wraps it up for the gaming news. Although there is one more thing. So there was a lot of talk of like Starfield on PlayStation 5, like pre-Microsoft business event, Xbox update, and even continue to today. Jez Corden tweeted out, he said through a very good sourcing over there, that Starfield is not in fact going to land on PlayStation 5 or PlayStation platform anytime soon. So, all right, my friends, it's time for my favorite part of the week, and you know what that means. That means it is the questions. Let's dive into Rafik says, hi, Brad. Microsoft this generation introduced us to quick resume to their Xbox consoles. Do you think we will get from them some innovation next generation, especially when it comes to the booming of AI, to differentiate themselves from PlayStation and Nintendo, and what could that be? So I think Microsoft will try to figure that out. I think we're going to see things like super resolution. It wouldn't surprise me if we see some sort of AI functionality that is intended to improve the performance of the console, either the graphic fidelity or frame rate. It seems like that's where Microsoft would benefit the most from something like this, is being able to do that sort of on demand based on your device and the game you're playing. I would expect them to try to figure something out like that, but I don't know at the end of the day until Microsoft actually starts talking about these consoles. All we can do is be hypotheticals, because right now some of the big AI stuff we see are like through the language learning models or large language models like the chat interaction, and there's not a lot of chat interaction. However, what we could see, now that I think about this, if you think about it from an AI dev, they have a game platform for their cloud stuff and for their on consoles and everything else. It's like Xbox Game Dev Studio. I can't remember the exact name. Somebody will remember it. But it wouldn't surprise me, right? One of the things that we would expect to see is through actually chat conversation to be more rich and more dynamic. So one of the things I would expect to see in the next potential generation of titles is like NPC interactions being a bit more, not the same, right? Being a bit more lively and being able to actually interact and chat with these bots at the end of the day, rather than just getting the same, you know, vomited up can of lines that may be accurate or whatever else. And so that is the type of experience I hope that we see, but we'll have to wait until we find out. Bart says, "Hi, Brad. What is the fate of Microsoft Loop? It has been awfully quiet." I believe they've started to make some noise again. So I wouldn't say that Loop is going away. You got to remember, the thing, there's been some also, Joe Finney, if he's listening, reminded me of this, actually pointed me to it, too, like the next generation of sort of these Loop components were starting to come together, and hopefully we'll start to see more interactions like that. However, the problem with Loop components aren't Loop components. It's the fact that the Copilot and AI stuff came and just like, bam, just barged through the door, and Microsoft said, like, look, that is our focus, is our AI experiences right now. Loop components kind of feel like second-class citizens when it comes to that, which is unfortunate because Loop, as the name suggests, really depends on Loop components, not AI stuff. And so Mr. PKI says, when is Diablo 4 coming to Game Pass? Isn't it this month? I believe March 21st. I meant to write that date down. And are you going to try it out once it becomes free? So I did play Diablo a little bit in my past. I don't think I'm going to play Diablo 4. I think I will just say it that way. I've got other games keeping me busy. I want to try that Frostpunk 2 because that is more of the style that I have. I just don't have the time that I need to sink into Diablo 4 when it becomes on that. And then Mr. PKI wrapping it up with it. Oh, wait, there's another one more question, actually. Mr. PKI, not the ending question of the week. I almost buffooned that. What do you think of the loss of Android Store in Windows 11? Does this end hope of Android apps on Windows looking forward? I think it does, right? I'm not expecting Android apps on Windows to be a thing after this. That's the logical finite conclusion, is that Microsoft saying, look, WSA is done. We're no longer supporting it. I should qualify that saying from a first party perspective. There's things like BlueStacks and other emulators out there. And even Google itself is actually working on some games on Windows through an emulator. Although Google has been very specific to point out that they were not using the WSA, the Windows subsystem for Android. They have their own technology at the end of the day. So it's the end of it from like a Microsoft first party perspective, but I suspect that we might continue to see things through third party initiatives. So that is it. And then Dragon32 says, Brad, how has the move to OBS from XSplit gone? You said you were doing that earlier this year. Just curious. So yes, I did move to OBS from XSplit, and I will tell you that it has been pretty darn good. OBS is, I struggle to say superior, but definitely on the same level. There's little things that each does better, but I think overall, if somebody came to me and said, Brad, would you choose XSplit or OBS? As of right now, I'm pretty sure I would suggest OBS pretty much across the board. It does appear to be a little bit, it's just easier to, I don't know, it works at the end of the day. XSplit seemed a little bit more user-friendly, potentially, is the only reason I would hesitate there a little bit, but, you know, anybody can figure out OBS. I did it, so you could probably too. So there you go. That wraps it up for the week. It has been, it's been not a ton of news, right? We're kind of in this interesting time, like, right, there's gaming events coming up, right? We expect things to happen in June, so we're, like, in that middle ground. We got that partner program, and then we're really waiting to see what happens on Windows side with the AI stuff here, that March 21st event. While Microsoft, at least not yet, hasn't really been hyping up, I will be curious to see what they talk about Windows, and that Windows strategy will be super de-duper important. So, anyways, my friends, thanks for tuning in. As always, make sure to keep it subscribed here, because the only BS on this podcast is me.